Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Lou Sanders and this is Cuddle Club. Good morning. This week I speak to Annie McGrath, who is an artist, a comedian and a friend and a lover to the right person. I'll give you the website with her pictures at the end because my oh my, they're nice on the eye. Let's get into it and you and I all come back together at the end, okay, but we're still holding hands under the table, okay. Hello, Annie, or should I say Artie McGrath?
Hello, Lily, or should I say rollerblading? Lady.
Yeah, rollerblading. I identify as a rollerblader now, and that's me. Mm. Do you identify as an artist?
More and more, yeah, I do. I've got a studio, got some paints. Mm.
Got some commissions.
Yeah.
You do need commissions. It's nice, your studio, isn't it? It's very Nathan Barley.
It's super trendy. Of course, you came and visited and gave me a desk very kindly. When we were allowed, back when we were allowed to visit each other's studios.
Oh, I forgot about the desk. What are those canisters that they all do?
Oh, yeah, they were all doing laughing gas, weren't they? I feel like the sort of old square in the studio. There's lots of sort of trendy sculptors and candle makers all off their face.
You can get pizza, candle, or some canisters of laughing gas.
Yeah, just something for everyone.
That's Hoxton. How are you?
Yeah, it's not in Hoxton, but,
but
I'm
that's
good,
a trick.
Yeah.
That's a trick to keep the stalkers away.
Exactly. I went for a run around our local Primrose Hill this morning.
Today, without me?
Without you, because I thought we'd see each other now, so...
Okay. Do I look like I'm running? I'm going to go by myself tomorrow and I'm going to check my personal best for a 5K because I've been going with some other people and I don't want to say they're slowing me down. You're very fast and they are a bit slower, but I want to see what I'm like on my own. What if you're slowing me down?
Good point, actually.
Doesn't seem likely, does it?
Well, you stop to do some Instagrams, don't you? That's what happens at the end of our runs.
Yeah. You know, if you are running, let the world know about it. That's what I say. Cuddle club. I think that's enough. What's the first cuddle you remember? Oh, straight on in there. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what the first one I remember is, but I used to love getting into bed with Mama and having a cuddle in the morning and at night.
Is she your favourite one?
She's a good one, yeah. She's smaller than me, and most people aren't smaller than me, so she's quite easy to sort of wrap around.
It's from like five onwards, you were bigger than her, weren't you?
Almost. Yeah, straight out of the womb, and I was taller.
What age were you clambering into her bed? Were you too old to be doing
it? As long as I can remember, really. Just straight.
What, even now, today?
Not now, because she sleeps fully naked. And I'm 30, so the dynamic has shifted.
Did she used to get
into bed with Mama? My mum.
I can't remember doing that. I think my mum was quite I don't think she would have welcomed that sort of shit. I don't think that would have gone down well. I think it was more a case of getting your own bed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think my mum liked it. I did ask her last night, was I quite affectionate? She said, you were a very affectionate child. Joe, my brother, wouldn't go to anyone apart from her and my aunt. And I would go to anyone.
Everyone. Still anyone will. And everyone. Yeah.
Anyone who would take me.
Can we just go back to your mother sleeping fully naked?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I did brush over that somewhat.
The reason, because I sometimes, now here's the thing, I would love to sleep fully naked, and sometimes I do, but yeah. I'm scared of killers coming in. Cuddle club. So I just think, well, if I've got, sometimes I go in pants as well, you know, there's more time for me to sort of get my wits about me, sort of punch and thump and stuff.
I'd say if a killer's coming into your house with the intention of killing you, a silk pyjama is not going to put up enough of a barrier.
Yeah, I just feel like it's something that, or a burglar. A burglar. If he, and it usually is a he, yeah. No disrespect to women.
Women can murder too, but they just don't do it as much.
Women can burglar, but if if a burglar comes in and I've got pajamas on, I feel like I could stand my ground a bit more, like, resolutely. Like, you know, I sometimes think what I would say to burglars, and I think I'd say, like, come on, mate. Have you heard of karma?
What about trying to seduce them, though? If you were naked, it might be easier.
That's true. It would be a shock for them, wouldn't it? It'd be like, they'd be like bamboozled by beauty. They'd be like, I was going to steal the TV, but I've fallen in love.
Who is this angel dropped from heaven fully naked?
My
mum's friend once got burgled, and the guy came into their house, this really nice house in Highgate, came into the bedroom and her husband was away, and he had a knife from the kitchen, and she just screamed so loudly that he ran away.
Yeah, that does work sometimes.
And she was fully naked.
Was she fully naked?
No, I think she was.
But that does work sometimes, like, because they expect, and sexual attack as well, you are supposed to scream really loud.
Yeah.
I did that and he ran away. And
really?
And I said to the police afterwards, I was like, he was scared of me. And they were like, don't think so, mate. But
where was that in your house?
Scream really fucking loud.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Were you cuddled generally as a child?
I was
straight
cuddled
on
a
to
lot.
Two. Were you?
Cuddled a lot. By mother, by dada. But I used to get into bed with my grandparents as well. I think
Did
I used
you?
To get into bed too freely with anyone who'd take me. I also used to, like, if I'd go swimming with my dad, I would just, like, hold on to him, and I'd call him my island, and we'd just be in the swimming pool. Is that sweet?
You were such a cute little kid.
I love a hug.
I can see you as a kid, actually, just being the absolute cutest. Shame for old Joe that he was more,
more sort of introverted.
Yeah, it's a shame that he kept himself to himself. You don't get as much love back. You get out what you give out, you know what I mean?
Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I do in a way, because kids at school that are cute and friendly, and they get love back from the teachers and the, you know, because they're more open to it. They're literally more open to it. But the ones that need it the most are the ones who are close to it for whatever reason. Because
were you a huggy baby?
Oh, I was absolutely adorable. Yeah.
Of course.
Well, I've got, look at me. Yeah, well, I'd go around cuddling everyone, really. I don't remember thinking when I was a kid, that guy's got a bad energy, or they're quite undiscerning kids in some ways, or are they? I think they're scared. A lot of kids are scared. They must think, what a mad old world. Everyone's mad.
Well, yeah, it depends what you're used to at home as well, doesn't it? If you're used to cuddles.
If you're used to cuddles,
if
you get
you're
more
used cuddles. To
cuddles.
Get in bed with me.
Who are you getting in bed with now? Or is that not for now?
No one currently.
That's nice.
Just
well, that's
an advert. Check.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, is this an advert? Hello. No one currently.
If you are looking, do get in touch. I'm on all the social media channels.
What's that thing they have at the end of a podcast? Do check the notes and for Annie's number.
So there's a link in the description. Something like that.
Would you rather go out with someone who got you loads of presents or was really affectionate?
Well, is this love language?
Yeah, I'm interested in this for you, because I think you'd probably like, you'd like, well, you tell me.
Well, I'm interested in what you think, and then I'll tell you why.
Sometimes with your boyfriend, I mean, you are one of my favourite people, hands down. Absolutely. Oh, thank you. Lovely. Sometimes you can be
sensing a butt. We're all feeling that a butt might be on its way.
One of my favourite people, hands down. Absolutely.
No, let's get to the butt. Come on, tear the plaster off.
I do think sometimes in relationships there might be a very sly element of the little princess.
Interesting. Is this because I went to a private school?
No, it's because you remind me of me when I mean, I haven't had a relationship in so long, but when I did have a relationship, I was a bit like, do this for me.
Well, that is interesting you say that, because I wasn't sure, because I do think I'm a very affectionate person, but I also love a present.
Yeah.
But I did a quiz this morning because I thought I don't really know what the best answer to this is. So I did a love language quiz online.
Whoa. Yeah.
Which I'm sure is 100% valid.
Yeah.
And it came out with my top one was acts of service.
Ah, this is what I would have thought for you.
Military, doesn't it? 26%. And the example they gave was helping with homework, which is very unromantic and makes me feel like a child. But it means that even though it does sound like a bad thing, it means I don't like laziness or broken commitments in people, which I think makes sense. But then my next one was I like physical touch. And then after that, it was words of affirmation and then quality time and receiving gifts. I don't know if that's true because I think, a present.
Yeah, I would have said acts of service, present and affection.
Yeah, you're probably right. I do like having help with things. Yeah. Being driven places, for example, you know.
Yeah. And that's okay.
What's your top? Have you done an online quiz today?
No, I haven't done an online quiz, but I'm going to do it and get back. But I imagine it's like affection and affection and acts of service, I think.
What about words of affirmation?
Yeah,
are you
I like that
quite a secure
as well.
Person, do you think?
It really does wane. I always think, hang on, I've done so much work on myself, I'm really secure. But recent events would tell me a different story. I'll tell you after the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's for the Patreon members.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All the numbers relate to your soul. Could be good or you could be foul. 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 How good are you at cuddles? Scale of 1 to 10, if you would.
Well, I think I am actually very good at cuddles.
I do as well.
I don't want to sound arrogant, but 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I'm the right level of like, I think you can't be too like bony or muscly. I think I'm the right like squidgy level, but also I'm quite small. So I often tessellate quite well with people who are bigger than me.
There's a lot of warmth in the hug. You really mean it. You're quite stable. It's a tick, tick, tick for me.
Thank you. But I don't give them out just to anyone, I wouldn't say. Like, it's weird now, isn't it, that hugs are illegal? But it does make you realise, like, the people you really, really want to hug and miss hugging and enjoy hugging, and then it is, like, quite nice when you don't have to hug. You can use that as an excuse to not have to hug everyone. Like the people who smell or you don't really like, you can be like, oh, sorry, oh, we can't hug.
Have you had like a weird cuddle or a best cuddle or a worst cuddle?
I've had a really weird, I don't know if this is a good example because it was in the context of theatre.
Oh, go on.
But I went to a show, I did English and theatre at university and one of our modules was intimate theatre. And I went to this show at the Battersea Arts Centre that was this guy called Adrian Howells.
Yeah.
And you had to go in by yourself and I had to be in my swimming costume or bikini. I chose a swimming costume.
Hang on, what? So are you an audience member?
I'm the only audience member. He's the only actor.
What?
He baths me.
Hang on, what? I don't understand.
He gave me a bath when there was like rose petals in the bath. And then when I got out, he like cradles you like a baby and hugs you. and dries you. It was fucking weird, actually. And then the worst bit was he tried to feed me food, like bits of oranges. And you know, obviously, I hate oranges. I hate oranges, yeah. But Adrian Howells didn't know that.
Did you say I hate oranges?
Yeah. And it felt weird that that was the bit that I was, like, contesting the most, having been bathed and cuddled and, you know,
by a stranger.
By a stranger.
So were you doing a course? That's the bit I missed.
I was at university and one of the modules within my English and theatre course was intimate theatre. So they told us to, like, go to an example of that.
Right.
So I booked in with this guy.
Wow, and it was one-on-one. And that was
one-on-one. He bathed me. I'm in a swimming costume. He's in clothes.
Gosh.
He dries me down, cuddles me like a baby.
That's
tries to feed me oranges.
It's a story as old as time. That is the weirdest example we've had on, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. But I guess you're not able to do that in the age of COVID, are you? Bathing a stranger.
Yeah, and that's the real thing we're going to miss. You know what I mean?
The real tragedy of this pandemic.
The real tragedy.
Intimate theatre. The death of intimate theatre.
Try not to get your bits in a muddle. It's now time for the cuddle puddle. Have you ever been turned on by a cuddle when you were surprised by it?
I can't think of one example, but
hundreds.
Can I give you 100 examples instead? At university, basically any boy that was wearing Paco Rabanne 1 million, I was instantly in love with.
Yeah.
Do you know what that scent is?
Not really, no. I don't
think so. Oh, it's so good. And I think smell has, like, a huge impact on me in terms of fancying people.
Mm.
My ex-boyfriend used to wear Izzy Miyake, and that would immediately, you know, get me going.
Mm,
something to do with something. Smell, isn't there? I think it does have, like, a real connection with memory and emotion. And are you just smelling yourself?
Yeah, I did put perfume on this morning. But
and did that arouse you? Smelling it on you?
No, not quite. It's harder to get me going than that, actually, these days.
What, really, than smelling your own wrist?
Yeah. These days.
Probably a good thing.
Who would you most like to cuddle, alive or dead, human or other? Says here.
I'd really like to cuddle Arsene Wenger.
Preferably
alive.
You'd hope so.
He's the former manager of Arsenal.
But I know who Arsene Wenger is. He's just brought a book
out.
Well,
for some of your listeners, they might not, okay?
We'll Google it.
Google it. He's such an inspirational man, and he's very serious, and I think he could do with a bit of a cuddle. But I realised when I was trying to think of an answer to this, everyone that I came up with was someone that I thought needed a cuddle, and maybe that
is
a problem
with
me thinking that people... that I can fix them with a hug. And a lot of people don't
like
to be hugged.
Well, no, it's not. But it's so nice that you're thinking, because it's a question, who would you most like to hug? And you've interpreted it of, like, who most needs a hug, which is very nice, actually, very giving. You know, who
That's
can I help
true.
The most?
Yeah, also the little girl in The Queen's Gambit. Have you watched that yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I do. I just, well, I'm on episode, I've watched two. But you just want...
She needs a cuddle.
You just think to the adults, like, come on, cuddle her. Tell her she's amazing. Yeah.
Finished it last night. It's very good.
Is it?
Yeah.
All the people in that orphanage. My God.
I know.
Sad.
Cuddles for all of them.
Cuddles for Orphans, my new charity. I'd love to do that.
Get that on a baseball cap. Following Dick Inspector.
I would love to. Yeah. Not good co-brand. Well, you could put this music under anything. When do you most need a cuddle?
Before my period, always. When I'm feeling sad, emotional, vulnerable, disgusting.
It's better to get one before, because you're certainly not going to get one during without disgusting stuff coming out your legs.
Well, exactly. They'd be covered in blood by the end of the hug.
Oh, yeah. Periods, boo, no fun.
No, not fun.
Someone I was with yesterday said they didn't get period pains ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they on the pill?
No, it was a boy. No, it was a girl.
That's a traditional
that's
joke.
Good stuff. No, it was a woman. I can't even remember who it was, actually. They had the injection.
The one in the bum.
something like that. And then they did have periods now, but they didn't get pain. Can you remember the here we go. Cuddle Club is best. What's the best on-screen cuddle?
Oh, have you seen the film Coco?
No, but you can explain it.
It's a great Disney animated film about families, and it's about remembering the dead. So lots of stuff about a Mexican Day of the Dead. And there's this really cute little boy called Miguel, and he plays the guitar to Mama Coco, who's this really old woman who's like losing her memory. Her husband's dead. She's sitting in a chair, really frail. And then he sings this beautiful song called Remember Me, and it brings back all her memories of her husband who's died. And there's this whole through line of how like no one in the village can play music because it brings back all these memories and of this guy. And this brave young boy who's a really talented musician plays this song, and she remembers all this stuff, and then they have a hug at the end, and it's so cute.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
It's a great film.
Why were you watching it? Just for fun?
I watched it at the cinema when it came out, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
It's very good because also it's like not very, like lots of the themes are not very childlike. And for a Disney film, it feels like it tackles, you know, grief, memory, all the big hitters.
A Disney film about Alzheimer's. Bring it to me. We've all got grandmas. Actually, I haven't, but we all could have grandmas. Can you remember the last cuddle you had, illegal or otherwise?
Illegal or otherwise. The last legal one I had was with my pillow last night. I like to sleep with a pillow sandwiched between my legs.
Time for the practical examination now. It's hard to tell if that's me whistling or the song. It was me. Okay, everybody. Get your awkward faces out. It's time for the snuggle. Okay, now this is the end of the podcast where I hug you and you see if you can feel it. Now, we are very similar in lots of ways, but where we differ is you're not a true believer about the stuff I believe in, correct or not correct?
I'd probably say I'm less spiritual and sleep with fewer crystals than you do, but that's not to say I'm not open-minded about that sort of thing.
I haven't got crystals in my bed anymore.
Really? Oh, that's good.
That was a one-off. That was a bit of a one-off.
Oh, remember when I slept in your bed and there was that massive rock under the pillow?
Yeah, that was a bit of a one-off, yeah.
Okay. we're both Sagittarius, and I think they're very fiery, affectionate people.
And we're both water babies. We've documented that before. Okay, close your eyes and see if you can feel this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. I'm coming in. And I'm fully clothed.
That is lovely, actually.
And I'm out. And I'm out.
Quite a creepy voice to start off with.
Yes,
clean. But yeah, it was really warm. I felt a lot of positive energy. I felt the light. I felt the love.
I love that. Okay, now I'm ready.
6 out of 10.
We don't mark them anymore.
Oh, right, sorry.
But for that very reason, actually, people that are off their fucking head with the scoring. Okay, I'm ready for mine.
Okay, are you ready, Lily?
Yeah, I've got my head in my hands.
I'm coming in. Cuddle, 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 squeeze.
Yeah, I didn't mind that, actually, yeah. Yeah, I didn't mind that. I won't score you because it'd be higher than a 6 and I'll feel sad. Yeah. But,
did it make you feel fuzzy?
Yeah. You gave it your own twist and I appreciate that. Artistically, it was a 10. But we don't score them now. We don't score
no,
them.
No, because it's subjective. No.
Annie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Lily. That was fun.
I'm not very good at goodbyes.
I know. Is it something about letting go? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, in my next podcast, yeah.
Okay. That's a love.
Bye. So that was Annie McGrath. What a nice lady, actually, if you think about it. If you want to follow Annie McGrath on Twitter, she is @AnnieMcTweet. Her website for her art is amcgrath.art. McGrath is mcgrath.art. It is so nice. She's really got her style down, and that style is dreamy style. She also does a podcast herself called The Secret Artist Podcast. It's a lot of comedians and they do There's not anything else quite like it, actually. They do art as they're talking and stuff. Very good podcast. I've been on, so I think that gives you everything you need to know. Oh, do follow me online at Cuddle Club Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Okay, and remember to CC everybody in. If CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.